Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechet Tamura, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher Fein Rezivu Kogun, B'Karav Mamesh. And we can use custom was done with the child of a carbon, or the child of a Tamura, or the Tamura itself, of course. And we already mentioned the Chatos. Here we move on. The Mishnah tells us Vlad Toida Utmurasa, the child of a Toida and its Tamura, Vladon, Vlad Vladon, Atzoifa Oilam, its children, and children's children until the end of the world, the child gives birth, and that one has a child, so on and so forth. Hare Iluke Toida, they're just like a regular carbon Toida, and that's Mishnah in the Beis HaMikdash, and certain sacrificial parts are put on the Mizbeach, and they're only eaten for one day and a night. However, they do not need bread. We know that a regular carbon toida needs 40 different lechamim, 40 different breads. It's actually four styles and 10 loaves of each. And which is telling us that only the original toida needs these lechamim, but the other ones, the children or the tamura, does not. Now, tamura is oila. What about the tamura of a carbon oila? Uvlad tamura, or the child of the tamura? Vladun, uvlad, vladun, tsefa oila, the children, the children's children until the end of the world. Hare ilu ka oila, just like a regular carbon oila, utun, and they have to be flayed, which means they have to be skinned, cut into pieces, and completely burned on the fire in the base of Mikdash on the Mizbeach, just like a regular carbon oila. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, here we have what we call a little bit of troubleshooting. Hamafresh nekeva la'oila, v'yalda zachar. Let's say a person designated an animal, which was in a keva, it was a female, and he designated as an oila, and then it gave birth to a male. Now, the problem over here is that an oila cannot be in a keva, so that means that he took an animal that can't be an oila and designated as an oila, and then it had a zachar, it had a male, and a male could be an oila. What's the din? It has to be left out to graze until it gets a mum, until it gets a blemish. Then it's sold. And then that money that it was sold for is used as an oila. And the reason for this is because since the mother was not able to be an oila, so the child can't be an oila either. However, since it technically has kedushas oila, because the mother also officially had kedushas oila, that's why it has to be sold, and then the money is used to purchase a new oila. However, Rabbi Lazar says, "Hu atzma yikrev oila, it itself could be brought as an oila, because even though the mother wasn't able to officially brought as an oila, the child, which is a male, could be, so it's brought as a regular carbon oila." Another discussion, Hamafresh Nekeva L'Asham, if a person designates a Nekeva, a female, as a carbon Asham, and also an Asham is not able to be a Nekeva, it has to be a male, Tera Ashet Estayv, it has to graze until it gets a moment, V'timacher, then it's sold, V'yavim D'meo Asham, and then that money is used to purchase a regular carbon Asham, which is going to be a male. Now, Imkar V'Ashamai, let's say this person's carbon Asham was already brought, which means he designated a female as an Asham, and then he discovered his mistake. Let's say he was just a good old honest mistake, so he went right away and designated a different animal, which was a male, and that was brought. So what's done with this original animal? Yiplu d'meil nedava, its money falls to nedava. Now this is important, and we're going to see this in subsequent Mishnahs as well. There were certain boxes for money in the Beis HaMikdash called nedava, and these were used for oilas, kates, or kayats hamizbeach. Basically, whenever there's a little bit of a lull in the activity in the Beis HaMikdash, and there weren't any korbanos being brought, it's not proper for nothing to be happening on the mizbeach, so money was taken out of these boxes, animals were purchased, and those were brought as oilas, and that's what we're referring to when we say nedava over here. Reb Shimon Eimer, he argues, and he says, Timacher Shalai B'mum, this nekeva, which is designated as the asham, could just be sold even without a mum. It doesn't have to first get a blemish. Now we go back to discussing tamura. Tamura's asham, if a person made a tamura of a carbon asham, vlad tamurasa, uvladon, uvlad vladon, ad saifa oilam, the child of that, and all the subsequent children, yiru ache istavu, they graze until they get a mum, v'yimachur, then they're sold, v'yipul d'meil nedava, and their money goes to nedava. And that's because there's a din that anytime we have a carbon chatas that needs to be left to die, we learned about this in an earlier Mishnah. So that same situation, just with the carbon asham, it has to be left to graze, and then it's sold, and that money goes to the nedava box. Now Rabbi Lezer argues, and he says, Yamusu, these have to be left to die. Whereas Rabbi Lezer argues, and he says, Yavi d'meim oilois, that the money is used to purchase a carbon oila. Another discussion about an asham, asham shemesu ba'alav, an asham that its owners died, v'shechipru ba'alav, or its owners already received their kapara with a different animal, yirache stoiv, so this asham has to be left to graze to get a mum, v'imacher, then it's sold, v'yipul damav l'nedava, and its money goes to nedava box. Whereas Rabbi Lezer Eimer, he says Yamus has to be left to die, and Rabbi Lezer says Yavid Meim Eilois, that money is used to purchase Karbanos Eila. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalar and continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.